Yeah, obviously I'm delighted. Been a long time coming for the first goal. I'm just absolutely delighted to get it, and obviously you get the 3 points as well, and obviously you get man of the match as well. I'm over the moon.
The goal itself, that must have felt great, because we all had you down as somebody who's going to start your scoring with an absolute screamer, because you look to have a pop. But it was just a tapping in the end.
Well, yeah. To be fair, I nearly dived past the ball, but obviously I don't mind how they're going, as long as I've. Keep adding up my tally and getting more goals, then I don't mind how I score them.
Have you felt that this has been coming and you've been building?
Yeah, like this season I feel like I felt more comfortable, and obviously when I do really enjoy playing in midfield, and I feel like that is my best position, although I don't mind playing right back, but I just want to, every time I play, either if it's defence or midfield, just show everyone what I can do, and hopefully I can just push on from here after scoring my first goal.
Kavanagh also said that you've got all the right components to be a top midfielder for as long as you want to be, as long as you can get them all going in the right direction.
Yeah, definitely. He speaks to us all the time about how he wants us to play, like with like driving forward, like with pace and power, and getting on the ball and that. So hopefully, if he keeps playing us, then I can repay him in the performances. After the Peterborough great game and we won, I played and then I got dropped. I was obviously really disappointed, but like a few of the senior lads, like Fern and even Cav Sport, was just saying, I've got to keep going, I'm doing everything right, but like I know I'm not going to be in the team every single week, so but when I'm in the team, I've just got to prove to them why I should be there. So if I can keep doing well, either midfield or right back, then it's obviously going to be hard for Cav not to play, so I just need to make sure myself that I'm on the ball every game I do play.
When you did score your goal, you seemed to be blown a little bit just after. Now, was that the 50-yard run you made to get on the end of it, or was it the 9 players who jumped on top of you?
Actually, I think it's a bit of both, like just a bit of relief and everything that I actually did score, and I was just obviously delighted. So now I obviously did feel a bit tired after doing a long run, but it was worth it in the end.
How does it feel as players in the dressing room at the moment? Because, you know, that wins move you 4 points above the relegation zone now.
We have been very inconsistent, and we knew after Colchester that we needed a result tonight. We did really need 3 points, as long as we didn't didn't get beat. But obviously, we got the 3 points, and all the lads are just delighted. Like, everyone's buzzing in the dressing room. So, but now we need to push on and make sure we don't get beat on Saturday. So we need to keep the run going and be more consistent, or maybe push up the league. Oh, the lads do know we need to push on, because if we don't get a result, then we're back to square one again, aren't we? So just hopefully we go there and just play like we did tonight and get the 3 points.